it's levele. It becomes converted into shul. That was that. So chavitzei bottle means, doesn't mean bitter as such. It means cold punch. So levele comes to this read when the Gemara says that balachayim lay bottle. So what does it mean balachayim lay bottle? What does it mean balachayim lay bottle? Balachayim lay bottle means that we don't say kol diporish. So everything means that we don't say kol diporish because there is no other din by yovish v'yovish except kol diporish. So mainly when we have aloche of chticha oil yischave does not become bottle. According to this really doesn't mean there is no din of this and epachleta, because even vis-a-vis chticha she'ein oil yischave there is no aloche of this and epachleta. So everything means kol diporish. So the mele, the din of chticha oil yischave, what does it mean? The din of chticha oil yischave. The din of chticha oil yischave means that there is no kol diporish. Not that there is no yis and epachleta. So the mele, according to this speech, when the Shach says, afilu chticha oil yischave, so but if nimtzo bishuv, so it's still muter, so it can't be afilu chticha oil yischave, according to this speech, no. Because according to this script, there is no din other than kol diporish, kol diporish. So all these aloches that the Gemara mentions in terms of bittul, chticha oil yischave in ipteilu. What does it mean in ipteilu? Doesn't mean iser is not nepach le'eter. Iser is never nepach le'eter. Even chticha she'ein oil yischave not nepach le'eter. But by chticha she'ein oil yischave it while that which objectively is nivemo doesn't become converted into shchuto, but when we don't know what it is objectively, so then we presume that it is shchuto. We cannot presume that. So we cannot apply the din of kol diporish. So mele by nimtzo, we cannot apply the din of kol diporish either. So why does the shach say kach poshim liposkim? Because the poskim don't mention it, it's a thing. But according to the thesis 3, it wouldn't be like that. Alright. Now. Alright, we'll leave it here. From the Teras Abai, and then Teras Abai, Teras Abai Shakosha, and the Perek Abai, and the Shmeres Abai, I mean, because these Rashba and Rosh, I mean, are the fundamental, represent the fundamental, we say this in Taubes. Now, I want to go over again briefly. I mean, the pshat of the shach in the Teras Abayis and or in the Berek Abayis, and the pshat of the Tehodosh in the Teras Abayis, Berek Abayis. Most Mephoshim so agree with the Tehodosh pshat in the Rashba, not with the shach pshat. Now, so. It all revolves around the Rashba that discusses the case of Lokar Bosom and the Makuli, and then a traitor was discovered. So the Rashba says in Tiras Abayis that that all the meat that was bought before the discovery was made is muter, even mechticha ruil mischavit. And then after that, so mikrendine mechticha ruil mischavit is osea. And the chtir hasheni ruin is chavit is muter, but mitzat chumre we should not buy any meat, even the chtir hasheni ruin is chavit. So we told him, now the tour is masik, and the tour says that after the discovery is made, so even the chtir hasheni ruin is chavit is osa, because it's kavur. So the Beis Yosef is masik on the tour. So then, why is the two chelik and the Rashba? The Rashba says it's a very simple thing. It's a plain case of Tarum. Alright. So it revolves around it. Now, so the Prishe and the Bach, they both say that the reason as to why the tour is chilek and the Rashba is because the tour assumed that the Rashba had reference to the case where there was itarubes of chluyes, not itarubes of chtichts. So mele, the Rashba discussed the case where, let's say, there are a number of stores in the slaughterhouse, and then people kept on buying meat from those stores in the slaughterhouse. And then the discovery was made that the whole chanus is treifa, is neveil. But which chanus, no one knows. So the Rashba says, this is what the Tur assumed the Rashba to be saying. So according to the Tur's understanding of the Rashba is saying in such a case, so the meat that was bought until now, so he's all right. But he's good. Even Echticha was Nischab. And from now on, so Echticha really is Chabed, he cannot buy. Echticha really is Chabed, he cannot buy. Echticha really is Chabed, you can buy. And the two is Chaylik. Why is the two Chaylik? Because the two holds that the Tarubes of Chnuyis is Kavua. There is no people of Chabitrei, only by Tarubes of Chtichas. But not by Tarubes of Chanuyis. Now I explained it. I think that this is the plain pshat in the chite, that Tarubes of Chnuyis, there is no people of. Because then it's considered like kavua. Why? What is kavua? Kavua, many rishonim say if it's nikar or yisav and kemei. So the two shita is that nikar, yisav and kemei does not depend upon the question as to whether bimtzias people identify the yisav and kemei. But nikar, yisav and kemei means if the circumstances are such that a reasonable person should be able to identify. But he's so absent-minded and he's so much asleep that he does not identify, so it's still considered nikyalism. Since a reasonable man is capable of distinguishing. So when you have a darubes of chtichas, let's say in the same basket, on the same table, so then even a reasonable person can be mixed up and not know. How can you know? It's in the same place. Mashenkin, if you have all the treifa and the neveila in one store, and the kshelis in other stores. So there is no reason as to why we don't know. So if we don't know, it's our fault. We are not alert. We don't observe. We are asleep. So neveila, it's considered. It's considered. How to do this in Nikia Misam Keime, and neveila. So it's kavua. So there is no bitul. So there is no bitul. That's the shita of the Torah. Now, this is not how the Primigodim explains that shita. The Primigodim assumes, but I don't think that this is right. The Primigodim assumes that the reason is why some poskim say that Tarubes of Chnuyes, there is no bitul, is because when is there a need of bitul, if the Tarubes takes place, we mock him out. But if the Yisar and the Heter are in one place, on one table, in one basket, Mashenkin, if the Yisar and the Heter have to be in different places, in different stores, different rooms, so then there is no Yin of Tarubes. Then it's Kavua. We'll see. I don't think that this is the pshat. Not that there is a difference whether it's one mokim or another mokim. I mean, how will you delineate a case of one mokim and a case of two mokimis? Why is it? In other words, it has to be dark in one basket, one table. And suppose it's the two separate tables? So it's not that there is a difference whether it's one place or another place. Why is one table considered one place and one building, different rooms, not one place, and let's say in one city, I mean, and different buildings, not one place? What are the criteria whereby you determine as to whether it's one place or two different places? But the pshat is, as I said, because if it is, many rishonim say that when it is kavua, if nikal is something came in. So the main the shita of the Torah, according to the Bach and the Prishi, is that it doesn't mean nikal is something came in mitzias. If a reasonable man is expected to be makel is something came in, but he doesn't, he's not reasonable, he's not alert, he's absent-minded, so it's still considered nikal is something came in. He's still considered nikal is something came in. But it doesn't make a difference whether it's one walking on top of his, we'll soon see. Anyway. That's the shita of the two, according to the Bach and the Prishi. But there is one difference, I mentioned it last time, that's important. According to the Prishi, so those who say that the Arubes of Chnuyis is Kavua, and there is no Beetle, so it's only Mirabonon, and according to the Bach, those who say that the Arubes of Chnuyis, there is no Beetle, there's a bit of Kavua, so it's Midraith. So whether it's at that point there is a machleik, there's the difference between the Prishe and the Bach. Alright. Now the Prishe, according to the Prishe, so that's the machleikis between the Tur and the Rajbo. In other words, the Rajbo holds the Tarubis of Chnuyes. So Tarubis of Chnuyes. So he's also at Arubis, and there is Bidu. So Mele says, Baichti Choshin Uriyom is Chabed, so it's Mutarid Mefter is Kogru is made of the Tarubis of Chnias. And the two holes, Tarubis of Chnias is Kogua. So there is no Bidu. But the Bach says, no, that just as the two says, now we'll soon see the Shach signs the Russian of the Bach. So the Bach says, the justice according to the two, Tarubis of Chnuyes is Kavua, and there is no Beetle. Why? As we explained it, because it's considered Nikar Yisam Kemei, on account of the fact that a reasonable person is expected to distinguish the Yisam from the Heter. So the Rajbo also agrees with that. It's only, but when the Rajbo says that even after the discovery is made, so you can buy because it becomes bottle behold, because the Rajbo is reference to Tarubis of Tiches. But the two misunderstood the Rajbo, and the two thought that the Rajbo is referring to Tarubis of Chnuyes, so it was massive. But in Echname, the Rajbo would agree with the two that in the case of Tarubis of Chnuyes there is no Beetle. But the Rajbo really had reference to Tarubis of Tiches. So according to the Prishe, that's the machlokes between the Rajbo and the Torah, as to whether Tarubis of Chnuyes, so has it been of Tarubis and there is Bitlo, or Tarubis of Chnuyes is Kavua, there is no Bitlo. And that the Torah Shite is that it's Kavua, there is no Bitlo, Rajbo Shite is that there is Bitlo. There is no distinction between Tarubis of Chnuyes, Tarubis of Chnuyes. And they call it the Bach, so the Rajbo is also made to the Torah, that in the case of Tarubis of Chnuyes, there is no Beetle. But the Rajbo, when he says there is Beetle by Chtichoshin Uriel Ishabit, even after this discovery is made, because he is referring to Tarubis of Chtiches. But the two misunderstood the Rajbo. So, but in the case of Tarubis of Chnuyes, the Rajbo made a Beetle. Right. Now, that's the difference between the precious pshat in the Torah and the Bach pshat. In other words, so there are two nachtiminess. One is whether it's in the Rajbo and Rabbanon, and one whether the Rajbo is Chelik and the Torah. Now, then the Taz, I'm sorry, then the Shach in explaining, now we should go over the Teras Abayis. Now, in Bayis Levili, Shach Beis. Now again, if anyone has a Teras Abayis, there is one Teras Abayis here, I'll take it. Now, let's see the Teras Abayis ha'oruch, there's a bais ha'kotzer. Again, it's very important. Uvifichoch daflamet, a bais revi ishar sheini daflamet. Uvifichoch mishaloka ha'kpos ha'kosha b'makulim, va'tulchticho ruil ishabit bo b'fnei orchim, va'akilim tzestrevo b'makulim, v'ineidach tzestrevo mishoachticho ish, v'yeishom chtirza ruil ishabit bo b'fnei orchim, v'niedeya meizulokach, iminatrefes uminatcheris, קוראיסן שלא קחו מקפור למקולים, קדם שנדע שישום טריפו מטוניס, ובשל נדע ליסר לאחר שפירו שלנו. וכשבו לאלו הסופי, בפריס בו להם, בכל בפורס מרו בפורס, והיינו סייפי לפרייס יפתולי בניצול אחר עבור. אבל עושה לאחר מכאן ליקח מן הקבוע במקולים, ואפילו לא ככה בפנינו, הרי זה עושה, וכדמוך בה ידידי של ציפור של עצב ואחר של חומץ, שבכמה נפסוכים, ומי הוא דווקא שהוא ניסה ובכתיך הזו שלו כמובן הקבוע בתרס אחר של היתר, אבל ניסה ובאחרת, מסתבר שכל מטוריס, וכדמוך, עודן, ניסה זו בין כך ובכך, תחסתן איזה דיליס, שבדיליס שנראו איזה ניסחה בפני הולכים, ניתן לנקות לו, בין כך ובכך מטוריס. אם הויו שומרי בטר, ובלבד גרינים שאיתם, אוי. Now, this is the תרס הבאיס. Then, the ברק הבאיס, on page 58 here, so he says, "Oy nira mitugah chokham b'inatish hanuiz kula mechid b'sashrut ovachas mecheres b'sanelilo dikaylon dimokach meachas mehem v'in yedeya meizem en lokach osea dehavali kofla dikhashvino mechzal mechzo uv'inim tzohol achacharov dehilchim ashoi zushinu erasapim v'havali pirish v'asnime b'sarov." So that's the proportion. I mean, that's considered by everybody. Ufima she posa binyon meilu, according to what the Rashi in Tirsa Bayis wrote, ho adin mo yobir ze, sechan mis mozok is lonu kulom, vi posa shkuto, vi lo kach machas men ben yidei aizi, va akein is bo elon, שאַחס מאַכט מיר זייער פוס אַ דייל האָר אין מאַשע לאקאַך מוטע שבישו שדו דאס אופי פֿאָר פיר שזו וואס מיר נאָמען דאס רוף אַד קאַן וואַגאַף וואַקאַן וואַגאַף רוף יום אבלעס אין איינס בושאַפ יום מיש קאַכט וואָל דעם קלאו די וועל בינען צו דאס נאָמען דאס רוף באַס אויף שנאַל שזו אַ חתיך זוי מיר זאַך האָבן מיר יצט פּראָבלעם שיין דעם סופי וואס אַ שאַל וועל שזו ווען יאַ שאַס פריסוס מאַכן מיר אַ פאַס איך ניקן נאָך מיר זיין פון חסקסטע יא שיין באַ שאַך נאָך מיר זאַסו אין דער סופי קזע אַל שזו שיין דער סופי מיר זאַ דאַצן און צנטריר זאַך מיר שיין איז באַך שו שייך נאָסו מיט דער קאַך מיר דאָ סופי קאַל איז שו שיין פיוס ביער לקיח מען אין קיי סופי זיין אין חודש שאַל גיומ סבאומי שטרילו יונלא ממנו שו סופי שכל מטוריס וכשנסבור שייך עוד עושה יגלו עם יוסל מפריע שבשעס מקח תיך הזו כשפירס מי ששו יוסופי שלו וזה בור. So one thing is clear that the Berek Abayis herein expresses the concept that we say קבוע למפריע, that קבוע has retroactive effect. There is no doubt that the Berek Abayis says that, but the question is, what did the Ro think that Rashbo said in Tiras Abayis? That's the big question. But definitely, that the Roi is saying, we say Kavuel Mafreya. And because of that principle, we say Kavuel Mafreya is Masik on the Tiras Abayis. What did the Roi think the Rashbo was saying in Tiras Abayis? So the Shach says that the Roi assumed that the Rashbo was saying exactly what, according to the Bach, the Tur assumed the Bach, the Rashbo was saying. What? According to the Bach's chat. So, what did the two think the Rashbo was saying in Tiras Abayis? According to the Bach's chat in the two. So, how did the two apply the Rashbo in Tiras Abayis to the case where a discovery was made that one chanus in the slaughterhouse is straight? But which one it is? No, it's door number X. It's door X. Did no one know, even after the discovery? Before the discovery, so everybody thought all the 10 chanuis are kasheris. But then the discovery was made that one chanus is neveil, one chanus. So the Rashbo was saying in such a case, I mean, this is how the Tur understood the Rashbo. So the Shach says that the Ro understood the Rashbo the same way. So the Rashbo is saying in such a case, all the meat that was bought until now, until the discovery of Hanusex being trade in Velo. So all the meat that was bought until the discovery is Mutaris, even Chtich Shavuot is Chabit. But from now on, so Mikra Didine, we are allowed to buy only meat in that slaughterhouse
that is ain't royal is chabed, but me that is royal is chabed not. This is what the Berek Abayis understood, the Rashi was saying in Teras Abayis. So, what is it? In other words, he understood that the Teras Abayis the same way as the Tur understood the Teras Abayis. But the Tur is Masik, and the Din of the Rashi in respect to buying meat from now on. So he says, even Chdichoshoino will is Chabit, we should not be allowed to buy. But the Tur is not Masik, and the Din of the Rashi, that all the meat that was bought until now is Mutter. But the raw is Masik even on that. Loi mi boy, that according to the raw. So you're not allowed to buy any meat from now on. But according to the raw, all the meat that was bought until now, before the discovery of store X being traded, was made, is also. Why? Because number one, so the raw says two things. Number one, that Tarubes, once it becomes established, there is a whole store that's selling vele, so it's kavua. And since it was discovered, there is a chanus that is kavua. So memele we say kavua lemafreya. So not only you were not allowed to buy any meat now in the slaughterhouse, all the meat that was bought in the slaughterhouse until now is also sale. So memele it's not necessary for the Berek Abayis to be masik and the din of the Rashbo in respect to buying meat from now on, because he says even the meat that was bought in the past, as long as it wasn't eaten yet, so it shouldn't be eaten. Because kavua, because taruves of chnuyes is kavua, and we say kavua lemafre. That's the asoge of the Rav. So then comes the Rashbo and he says, Omar HaKesev, Hu Chaleim V'hu Mifasher. So the Rashbo in Mishmer HaSabayi says, the Rav misunderstood it. And the way the Shach understood the Mishmer HaSabayi is, so the Rashbo is conceding to the Rav in that particular case that he thought that the Teras HaBayis had reference to, so he would say exactly like the Rav. He would say exactly like the Rav. In other words, that number one, if there is a taruves of chnuyes, if it becomes established, there is a taruves of one chanus that is selling treifen vele among chanuyes that sell tshero, so then it's kavua. And number two, that kavua, we say kavua lemafreya. But he says, what does he want from me? I didn't discuss that case. I discussed another case where all the meat was becheskas kashres, and then it was found out that there is one behemei treifa, not that one chanus sells exclusively treifa. There is, in other words, it's a taruves of chtiches, taruves of chtiches, so naturally. So, yovish b'yovish is bottle b'rov, by b'negei chtiches in ruil yisrabe, ruil yisrabe, there is no bottle. And whatever was bought before, so it's moved. So in other words, so this is what Mishmer HaSabayi says. Omer HaKesi, Hu Chaleim Vuhu Mifashir, Shamechabe Yalui Al Chanus Echod Mecheres Bosa Nevelo, Biyodua Omro, Deaf Al Pishe Zelu Yoda, Sheyesh Kan Chanus Mecheres Bosa Nevelo, Kivim Shalokach Mishom Min HaKavu Alokach. So the lotion of the Mishmer HaSabayi is not expressive of the Shach's Pshat, because according to the Shach, so the Rashbo understood that the Berek Abayis had understood the Teras Abayis as referring to a case where a discovery is made that store X is nevela. So why does he say Shamechabe Alui Al Chanus Echot Mecheres Boson Nevela B'Yedua Omro? So it's not B'Yedua because it's store X. So B'Yedua means that there is a whole store that sells exclusively treifa. That's the pshat b'yedua. Not b'yedua does not mean that the identity of the store was discovered, but that there is such a store. B'yedua, what avol pishe zelu yota sheish kan chanus mecheres basan nevelo, kiv misho lokach misho min hakavua lokach. V'ya mechabei lo ikosat kein elu b'shinimtso shom sofik treifa. O ya filu vadai treifa. So he says, a mechaber himself had reference where it was discovered that there is a taruves of chtiches. Lacha shalokach shezelu inilad vonu makulim ad lacha shikona ze v'chol ma shalokach mitchilo ולאחר שפירש נהיו לעשות את זה, אם לא כך מנטריף, מהקשר המותר, וזה כנמצאו, ומה ישנה מתשע חנויס, דיוודא מי שלא כך מן הקבוע לא כך, אלו שלא יוליד אלו לעשות את בלי קבוע, אלו פירש, ומשם כך מותר. Alright, so in other words, so according to the Shach's Pshat, the Rashbo and the Ro have no substantive machlekes. The Rashbo is masik on the Ro because the Ro misunderstood his case. But there is no substantive machlekes. And the Rashbo is also made it, the Shach says. The Shach says that we say Gogwela Mafreya, and furthermore, that we say that Taruves of Chnuyes is considered Kolvua. Alright, that's the Pshat of the Rashi. Now, so then the Prichodosh is Masik on the Shach, and he says that in the Bayis HaKotzer, so it's Mashmah of the Rashbo, now on Daf Choftes, page 57, on the margin, the Bayis HaKotzer of the Rashbo, so it's Mashmah, Makulin Shemeichin Shom Boso Shruto, Uboso Neveiro, Aval Pisharif Hanuyeis Shom Mecheres, Mecheres Boso Shruto, Vilokach Mechonim, Vin Yedea Meizimen Lokach, as he says, Aval Pisharif Hanuyeis Shom Mecheres Boso Shruto, Vilokach Mechonim, Vin Yedea Meizimen Lokach, Harezo Osea, Shekolisa Kovua, Vinida Mikemon, Vin Nikar, Hareyu, כי מרצו, על מרצו, מוצו בשוק, בוסו, הרי הוא מותח, אז הוא כמו נריב פירשו קושה, שכל הפורש נריב הוא פורש, זה שלא כך נופל איסופיק בקבור, אבל זה שמוצו בשוק הוא נופל איסופיק על בפירש, הוא פיחוך מוצו ביד אחיה, אבל כפי שהדובר ידוע שמקיע בוס על מהפורים, והוא עם ידי המי זה לא כך מותח, שבפירש נופל איסופיק, במה דבורים, אמורים של רואי זה יצאים להמקולים, אבל רואי יצאים להקולים באיזה שור נופל יעסופיק, ונמצא שבמוקים קבוע נופל יעסופיק ווסה, ויירה לי של יוסף אלו בזמן שהיא בפני עצמו, אבל מסער לו באחיר יסתה לי ברוב משם ספק ספקה, ופי חוכבי שלא כבוסה ממקולים, ואף לכתיך הרוי על יסחה בית, והכי נמצא טריף במקולים, ולנה דאכתיך זה טריף עוד משור אכתיך איס, ואין ידע מי זה לא כך, כל מה שלא קחו מן המקולים, כן יש נמצא טריף וזו במקולים מותר, שלא נופל בסופיק בידו בקבוע, אלא אחר שפירש, אבו, וכייך מכאן ואין לחוסה, באמת לא אמורים, בכתיך יצרו יש לסחה בית שאין להם ביטל מחמס קשיבס, כמו שבאנו, ואף על פי שאין מכם וניקה, אבל שור אכתיך יש מתורס, ויובש ויובש נסבט לו כמו שבאנו. So then, so he says, הדרושני, אף שמייכין שום בוס השרוטו ובוס הנבילו, אף על פי שריף חני ששום מייכין בוס השרוטו, ולא כך מאחד מהם, ונידי המייזמן לא כך, הרי זה עושה שכל איסה הקבוע, ונידע מנקיימון וניקה, אז הוא אמפסייז, ונידע מנקיימון וניקה, in other words, it's only if the store is ניקה, the store is identifiable, is identified by everyone, not only identifiable, but identified, with Tzi is identified. מה שאין כן, if it's a store X, so that how it's mashma, שכל איסה הקבוע, ונידע מנקיימון וניקה, הרי כמחצה, only if it's identified by the people, but if it's not identified, it's not ניקה מנקיימון. Anyway, so the Prichodosh is Masik on the Shach, and most poskim, the Achreinim, I mean agree with the Prichodosh, and they say that on the contrary, the Shach Shite is number one, that we don't say that the Taruves of Chnuyes is a din of Kavua. And as far as that is concerned, so the Prichodosh says, So he says, the Prichodosh says that even according to the Roh, if there is a Taruves of Chnuyeh, so it has a din of Taruves and there is people. No one says. You see, according to the Shach, so both the Roh and the Rashbo agree that the Taruves of Chnuyeh is not a Taruves, it's Kavua. But according to Prichodosh, everybody agrees with the Shite of Rabbi Neshim Shemikin in Sifrat Reses. He's the one who says it explicitly. The Taruvis of Knuyes is the same din as Taruvis of Tichas. So according to Prichodosh, no one is chelik, no Rishon is chelik on the Shite of Rabbi Neshim Shemikin in Sifrat Reses. But, so what's the Pshat in the Roh? So the Prichodosh says, now again, the Prichodosh says that understood the Teras Abayis to refer to a case where someone bought a bosom in the slaughterhouse, in his store in the slaughterhouse, and there were 10 stores, let's say, in that slaughterhouse, and most people knew that 9 stores were selling kosher, 1 store was selling the vele, but one person was uninformed, and he thought that all the 10 stores sell kosher, and then he bought in one of the stores, and since he thought that all the 10 stores in the slaughterhouse sell kosher, so he didn't make it his business to observe in which store he bought, because what difference did it make to him? I mean, he thought that all the 10 stores sell kosher, so he didn't observe in which store. Then he found out that there is one store that sells trefo, and he found out the identity of that one store too. So to him it was a discovery, but to everybody else it was no discovery. So then the Rashba in Teras Abayi says that in such a case where all the people know, all the customers know that 9 stores sell kosher, but store number 10 in the slaughterhouse sells nevela. But one person, Ruvain, he didn't know, he was uninformed, and he bought bosom in one of the stores. Then even Ruvain found out that store number 10 sells nevela. Well, the other 9 stores sell kosher, and he doesn't know in which store he bought it, whether he bought it in store number 10 or he bought it in one of the 9 stores. So the Rashba is saying all the meat that he bought from now on, he says, all the meat that he bought from now on, so the Rashba says, is muta. So then the roi is masik. The roi is masik, and he said, why should it be muta? After all, we say kavuah l'mafreya. So that means that according to the roi, so the only reason as to why he's masik and the Rashba, in terms of bias, is why the Rashba says in such a case, all the meat that Ruvain bought, prior to discovery is muter. So why does the Rashba say? So in other words, so that means that according to the Ro's understanding of the Rashba is saying two things. First of all, that even if all the customers know, even if most people know the identity of the Hanus that sells trefo, but since these are relative to, let's say, to Ruvain, he didn't know, and the Shaila arose in connection with the meat that Ruvain bought, Ruvain didn't know, so the notice of the whole world has no significance vis-a-vis Ruvain. After all, what does Ruvain care? Why should we care about the fact that everybody, every customer, most of the people know that store number 10 sells Nevela, but Ruvain didn't know. Ruvain thought all the 10 stores sell Kshero. So Mimele, and he bought it before he found out. So Mimele, relative to Ruvain, it has a din like Pireish, like Nimtzo Bechutz. So we say, Kol Dipolish Merube Polish. So all the meat that Ruvain bought is Muter. It's like, has a din like Nimtzo. In other words, so one din that the Rosh says, that the Rashba says, according to the Rosh's understanding of the Rashba in Teras Abayis, is that even when it's neida to the whole world, but if Ruvain, it's not neida to Ruvain, so we do not say that it's considered like Nikabim Kemet. Relative to Ruvain, it's not Nikabim Kemet. Relative to all other people who have knowledge, so it's Nikabim Kemei, but relative to Ruvain, it's not Nikabim Kemei. That's one thing that the Rashba was saying in Teras Abayis. And another thing that, according to the Rosh's understanding, that the Rashba was saying in the Teras Abayis is that, another thing that the Rashba is saying in the Teras Abayis is that we do not say Kavua Lemafreya. So then the Rosh is masik on the Rashba, and he says, now in this case, so all the meat that Ruvin bought should be osir, because it's kavua. Why? Because we say kavua l'mafreya. But not because most people knew. So in other words, so it seems, according to the Prichodosh, according to the Prichodosh Pshat, according to the Prichodosh Pshat, so the Ro is saying that the, in a case where, let's say, something is neida to most people, but relative to one person it's not neida, then it's not kavua relative to that person. But since later on, even Ruvin discovered it, so we say, so it has retroactive effect, so mainly it's kavua relative to Ruvin too, because Ruvin found out. But suppose Ruvin never found it out, then we will apply the din of Kol Deponish, according to the law. And the only reason is why the law says that in this case, all the boso that Ruvin bought is osea, is because we say kavua l'mafreya. Because Ruvin himself found it out. But suppose Ruvin didn't find it out, some mele, but somebody else knows that Ruvin bought in one of the stores, and Ruvin thought that all the 10 stores sell treif. So he doesn't have to tell Ruvin, listen, you should know that one store sells treif, nevela. No, he doesn't have to tell him, because as long as he is laboring under that mistake, that all the stores sell sheiro, so mele relative to him, it's muter, so I don't have to tell it. But if in this case where Ruvin himself found it out, so we applied the halacha of kavul mafreya. So then the Rashba says, Omar HaKesef, Hu chalim vu mifasheya, Shamechabe aloy al chanusechot mecheres, Boson aveila biyodua omro. In other words, this is biyodua, but just one person wasn't, to one person it wasn't yodua, it was yodua to the whole world. Because in such a case, so the Rashba says in Mishmeres Habayis, I would agree that all the meat that he bought, Ruvein, is osir. Not because of Kavuel Mafreya. We don't say Kavuel Mafreya, the Prichodosh says. And the Raya that we don't say Kavuel Mafreya according to the Rashba, because of the lotion of the Rashba in Tiras Habayis, HaKotzer, V'lokach me'achod me'en yidea me'en lokach, Har is osir, she'kol isa kavua v'neida me'en keimon v'nika, Har in k'nechza. So only mikam l'habe. From them, but until it is nikar, we do not say kavua l'mafreya, kavua l'mafreya. But in this case, even though, so I would say, in the case where Ruvein was the only person who didn't know that store number X, that store number 10 sells nevela, but everybody else knew that store number 10 sells nevela. So then, in such a case, so if Ruvin bought the meat, so even without Ruvin finding out that store, the identity of store number A, number 10, so it would still be considered kavua, because the criterion whereby we determine whether it's yodua or not is not whether that particular person who has the chile, so it's neida to him, but whether it's neida in general. And as long as most people know about it, so it's considered neida, even relative to those people, those few, who don't know anything about it. So mimele, we don't have, so it's not because of amrinon kavua l'mafreya, but in a case where it wasn't known to the whole world, but let's say no one knew, and then it was found out, the identity of the store, then the Rashba would say, we don't say kavua l'mafreya. We don't say kavua l'mafreya. So that means, according to the Prichodosh Pshat, so we have a machlekes and two dinim between the Rashba and the Ro. So, and one din, and each din, one is a meikil and the other one is a machle. So there are two questions that are told by machlekes between the Rashba and Ro. One question is, suppose it is not known that the identity of the store. And then it is found out, do we say kavua l'mafreya or we don't say kavua l'mafreya? So according to the Prichodosh Pshat, the Ro says we say kavua l'mafreya, everybody agrees that that's the Roshite, but the Rashba says we don't say kavua l'mafreya. And then there is another question on which there is a machlek between the Ro and the Rashba. Suppose most people know that store number 10 sells nevela, but Ruvin doesn't know. So, is it considered kavua ligabe Ruvein, or it's not considered kavua ligabe Ruvein? So according to the law, since Ruvein doesn't know, so vis-a-vis Ruvein, it's not considered kavua. But according to the Rashba, since most people know, so even vis-a-vis Ruvein who doesn't know, it's considered nikabim keime, it's considered kavua. So we have a double machlekes, according to the Prichodos Pshat, between the Rashba and the Rav. One on the question was whether we say kavua l'mafreya, and the other one on the question as to whether we say in a case where most people know the identity of the store that sells an avela, but certain people don't know, whether relative to those people who don't know, so it's considered kavua or not. So according to the law, we have to consider we say that relative to the person who doesn't know, it's not kavua. And according to the Rashba, since the most people know, so it's so relative to everybody, it's considered kavua according to the Rashba. All right. Now, as I mentioned before, the Primi Godin assumes that those poskim who say that taruves of chnuyeh so is kavua, so why is taruves of chnuyeh distinguished from taruves of chtiches? Because taruves of chtiches is monmokin, the taruves. But taruves of chnuyeh is in different game, is different buildings, different rooms. But it's not mashma that is the difference. So mimele, because of the fact that the Primi Godim assumes that that's the reason of those poskim who say that taruves of chnuyeh, so he is kavua and is not, there is no bitgorov because he's in different mekemes. So he says that on that point there is a machlekes between Teitzves and Ramban in Gittin. Now, where's Teitzves? That's in the sugye of Hoim el shluchei tzei v'kadish liisho. That's some adalet in Gittin and daf yudveis in Ozia. So v'holach hashliach and the shliach disappeared. So Rabbi Yechanan says that let's say if Reuven said to Shimon, be mikadosh and nisho for me, I don't care who, you decide, and then the shliach went away, he disappeared. So chazok shliach is ishlechu say, so Reuven is also b'kol anoshim shebeilom, unless he finds out that a certain woman doesn't have a sister, she has a sister and the sister is married, but otherwise if he doesn't investigate these facts, so he's also b'chol anoshim shebeilom, because of the possibility any woman, maybe it's a sister, maybe it's a mother, maybe it's a daughter of that lady X whom Shimon was mikadish for. So let's say, so we assume that Shimon was mikadish Rochel for Ruvein, so Mimele is also b'leia, because maybe Leia is a sister of Rochel, unless he finds out that Leia has no sister, has no mother, or she has, and that mother had been married for many years, so it couldn't have been her mother, her sister, her daughter, and so on. All right. So then, the Gemara asks the Kashe, why don't we rely on Rov? So the Gemara says, because neither. Isha neither. So we have the machlekes between Rashi and Nozir and Tesis Iksuves, who is neither, whether Rochel neither, or Leonide, whatever it is, that is not important. So Teisha says the Kashe, Monefshech, if we don't go Basarov, because it's Kavua, so Mimele, so why does Rabbi Yechanan say that Ruvein is also B'chol Anoshim Shebeilom? No one else, anyone who heard that story, that Shimon was Mikadish, that Shimon was told to be Mikadish and Nisha for Ruvein, should not be allowed to marry any woman, because maybe that's the woman whom Shimon was Mikadish. We don't rely on Rov. That's Tesis Kash. So Tesis gives the Teretz that Midiraisa we do rely on Rov. Here it's not Kavua. Why isn't it here Kavua? Because it's not Nikabim Kemi. We don't know who Lady X is. So Mimele, that's Tesis Shite. That when is it considered kavua only when Tzlikabim came, but he has not Tzlikabim came. So that's the reason as to why anybody else, even though we heard that story, there is a woman who might be Mikudeshes to Ruvein. So he's allowed to be Mikadesh a woman. He doesn't have to be Cheshish. Maybe that's Lady X, because most women in the world are not Lady X. So because of that, everybody else is allowed to be Mekadesh Nisho. So then you ask, so why is it that Ruvain is not allowed to be Mekadesh Leah? So that's a knas, because he didn't act as a Jew should act. I mean, he appointed a shliach to be Mekadesh Nisho, any woman, he doesn't care. So because of that, the Chachomim counsel. All right. Then the Ramban and the Ran in Gittin, so they say no. They say no. That this is counsel. So they say that here, from the Ramban's Loshnitz Mashma, that Midraise, Ruvain is not allowed to marry Leah. Because we cannot rely on Kol Diporish. Because here it's Kavua. But, so then you ask, Ram Netam as the Kashi. So nobody should be allowed to marry any woman. Maybe it's Lady X, maybe that's Rochel, who is Mikudesh is already Ruvain. So he says, we don't have to be Cheshish. So it means Rochel. The one became Mikudeshes, so she wouldn't let herself be Mikudeshes to another man. She knows. So, I mean, Ruvain doesn't know who Lady X is, but Lady X knows that she is Lady X. So, Mimele, what kind of a kasha is it? And the fact, so if he marries a woman and that woman didn't tell him, you should know, Shimon married me, was Mikadesh me for Ruvain. She didn't tell him that, so that's the best try. A very simple teretz, that she is not the Lady X. That's the teretz of the Ramban. Anyway, the Ramban and the Ran, they both say, so the Achilik antithesis. Thesis says that there is only Kavua mid Rabbonon vis-a-vis Ruvain because as a Knas. But